Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tea Time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today we have a Tea Time exclusive. We have my boy, Scooby.
Yo, yo, it's Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Welcome to the show, my friend. Cheers to Tea Time.
Cheers.
And it's been a wonderful day here in Scranton.
Oh yeah.
How you feeling, bro? Peach?
Oh yeah, definitely feeling peachy.
Feeling, you know, peachy.
I have avoided death once again.
Yes, you have avoided death once again. Welcome to Tea Time.
Sorry to start it off with that.
No, yeah, we'll definitely get into that. So Tea Time, this is a Tea Time exclusive. This is only a Tea Time episode, so we welcome Scoob onto the show. We're going to have a free-flowing, wonderful conversation. As I said before, we had a great day of day filled of footage, of film, of content, of a lot of questionable things. But yeah, here we are. Welcome to Tea Time. Scoob just opened up the gate. He opened up the, what is it, the floodgates, bro. You were talking about how you just avoided death. You avoided death today. It is September 1st.
The first of the month. The very first of the month. I get it. We're about to start the school season. You know, kids got to go back to school. A lot of people going to be going into work, you know, getting the hustle on. But yeah, today on the first, survived death once again.
Once again. How many times have you survived death, Scoop?
Fair count four times.
Okay, let's talk about today, and then I guess we'll talk about the other three times, because I don't know, man. What do you think it is? Do you live a dangerous life, or the danger finds you?
The danger finds me.
The danger finds you.
You know, it's always a time and place for everything, and things happen. But also, to keep in mind, things also happen for a reason. So it's like, definitely learn some life experience by going through all those.
So talk me through today. What happened today?
So today I was literally early in the morning making my way to work. Me and my coworker was driving. I was a passenger in the car, right? So now we are en route to the job. On our way getting to the job, in mid traffic, a whole entire truck with a trailer on it. Like, it's just like one of those, what?
Yeah, 18-wheeler tractor trailer.
Yeah, them big boys. Oh. Yeah. One of those tried to make a left turn and go around this other truck that was coming in the opposite direction.
Oh, was it a passing lane? Was he trying to?
Yeah, it was a two-way street.
Okay.
Right? But we also have to be cautious because there's a railroad track that cuts across.
Okay.
So at times, we definitely got to, like, yield and slow down because of the railroad tracks. So while everybody's coming in, we're both coming, like, traffic is coming down, we're going up.
Okay.
Now, the truck that's coming down, he had made it stop because he had traffic on his side of the road. Now, on my side of the road, now going up, the truck was trying to make a left turn. In midst of the truck making the left turn, he cut it short. He cut himself short. And with due to that, almost caused that truck to... They definitely collided, but it also tilted the other truck and lifted it up to the air where it could have been tipped over. And as I'm watching it and seeing it happen in front of my eyes, I'm thinking, wow, we're about to explode. Like, that's about to tip over. We're about to just poof. And I can't even clock out for work or call out for work.
Thinking about work at this time, bro?
Bro, it's early in the morning. It was my mission. Like, it was like, yo, I got to wake up. Go get this money. Like, come on. It's the first thing I do.
Careful with clapping the table.
Sorry. But it's the first thing I do is give thanks for being alive, of course. And checking with family and then go out to make this money. Like, at the same time, I didn't think that on my way to make the money, a near-death experience would happen.
Well, I saw the footage of what happened, and to put it in a better context, maybe give some people a better visual, it seemed as if the truck jackknife is what it's called, jackknife, when the truck is facing you, in a sense, like the actual, you know, cabin for the driver's facing you, but the trailer is, like, facing the road straight ahead. It's called a jackknife. It kind of banged into itself. So let me ask you, was this guy, like, was he flying around this corner? Like, do you know what caused him to, I don't know, maybe jerk the truck in such a fast motion that he ended up jackknifing like that?
It was a short turn. He didn't, like...
It was a sharp turn.
It was a sharp turn, and it was a short turn. Like, basically...
Like a last minute, like, oh shit, type of deal?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
I can see it happening.
They wasn't speeding or anything. It was a slow turn, but he was still trying to make himself fit while it was still tight, because traffic was very, very tight, and the roads are super narrow, which ideally baffles my mind too, because that's like a setup for the disaster. But either way,
I mean, that's a hard life of being a truck driver.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, you see truck drivers in New York, bro. They go through hell trying. You know, you ever see a truck driver back in a tractor trailer on like a main street? He like blocks
to cut off like four lanes of traffic if there's a four lane traffic street, because you have those in New York
for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Especially with not even the truck drivers, though. Even the fire departments, too, when they come out with their fire trucks. Boom. But that's an automatic safety thing. You know, people. That's a life and death experience. If they late, people die. So that's, I guess, excusable. But still, as a truck driver, I salute y'all, because not only do you have to think of geometrics and how to graphic.
Geometrics.
Like.
No, yeah, I mean, you're right. They do have like aerodynamics.
You have to literally know how tall you are. Say if you're going on underneath for overlaps or.
Well, there's been days I'm not gonna be honest here. I went on like a YouTube journey, right? And I just like to watch tractor trailers take out bridges. It was kind of like a compilation of it. And it's a pretty tough job, you know. But yeah, I'm being so serious right now. Yeah, you're gonna take off your glasses, look at me like that? Like that's something I shouldn't be watching?
No, because I actually watched the same thing a couple weeks
ago. It's entertaining. It's so funny. Bro, that shit's crazy. Like, but
it was like truck versus bridge, or like overpass, or like the worst, the baddest car collision ever. And they had like consecutive videos of it.
Well, you know, the internet makes us really desensitized, right?
Yes.
So I saw this one video. The caption was, "This is why you should wear a seatbelt." And bro, it's just like a security camera facing across the street, and a car just comes coming in, and it's barreling. And as it barrels, two people fly out. And I was like, oh,
I mean, that's man. The first thing I think of when they say fasten your seatbelt. Like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. If you don't fasten your seatbelt, you're going straight through. Like, if it comes to a stop, the least you probably do, if you don't fly out the car, is probably hit your head on the dash. But still, you get a punching bag that's pushing you right back into the seat.
Yeah.
But I'm not even saying a punching bag like that. I'm just saying the airbags, they hold a punch.
Some people would make the argument that seatbelts don't save lives. I've heard both sides of the story. I guess it's a case-by-case scenario. There's a plan, and if that wasn't your accident to pass away, and it wasn't your accident to pass away, and I've been involved in a few accidents. And, you know, one of the most drastic ones that I've been a part of was with a group of four of my friends. One of them I'm not really a friend with anymore, but nonetheless, we were driving down this hill, okay, and this old development that we used to live in is called PCP. If you know that area, it's crazy, bro. A development called PCP. Anytime I tell someone that, bro, they're like, what? I'm like, no. Yeah, it's the only difference between a community and a drug is the word, the letter A, APCP, makes it not a drug for our community. Isn't that crazy? That's why people call this minorities, probably, because it's a community called PCP. I just got sidetracked, but I'm being dead ass. That's my...
A community called PCP.
Yeah. Yep. Mike can attest.
Yeah, we were like kind of known as like you know, very bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then we were called PCP.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like, oh, no shit. No wonder why people think
is it an abbreviation for something?
Yeah,
like
Pocono Country Place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A Pocono Country Place.
I'm crying.
That's what it was. And then that's what I'm saying. The A is what differentiates the drug and the community. Okay. So that's what
so
it's
now
about.
You can even use it in a sentence. Like,
yeah. Hey, but yo, if you meet someone, like, I just started a new job, but if I went up to them and be like, yeah, I grew up in PCP, they'd be like, what? I'm like, yeah, I grew up in PCP, AA PCP.
You got to be there to know. Like, you got to actually be there, like, to know about that. You can't just say you're there.
But I purposely...
Unless you know.
I purposely just introduce and be like, yeah, I'm from PCP, just to see their reaction. And then, like, I'll say it the second time, like, hey, PCP. So... Anyway, that's PCP. If you know, you know. So anyway, I was coming down this hill, right? We were coming down this hill. I wasn't even driving. My buddy Mark was driving at the time. And it's a winter morning. It didn't snow the night before, but, you know, it was driving. You know what a Dodge Intrepid is? Have you ever seen that car? It's an old Dodge. I don't even think they make it anymore. Intrepids. You know what a Dodge Intrepid is? I'll pull it up. Give you some context here. Because... This car looks like a boat. And I just want to show you what we were riding in back in the day. Dodge Intrepid.
I believe I know what you're talking about.
Bro, look at that. 2004, I think, is the last time they made it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what you're talking about. I definitely
know what you're talking about. If someone has that car, just like if someone has that beat-up minivan, you know, it's like... It's one of those cars that just gets them to point A, point B, and hopefully back to point A, because it's one of those cars that maybe you have to kick the ignition in order to get it to start, right? So anyway, we're in this Dodge Intrepid, bald tires in the back, bro. Bald tires, it's fucking winter. Going down this hill, hella slow too, because my buddy was mindful and he understood that there was bad weather. Bro, all of a sudden we just started like fishtailing. Have you ever fishtailed before? Like been in a car and your back end is just swiggling back and forth and you have no control?
One time when it was snowing.
Yeah, okay, it's common in snow, yeah, especially for two-wheel cars. So that's what
it was the best time because I knew how to drift. So it was just, woo! Unfortunately for my passenger, traumatizing.
That's scary. Nah, I every now and then you got to drift in the snow. But so anyway, we're going down this hill, and we start to fishtail. And the thing I remember, I've been in multiple accidents, I'm going to say that. But the thing I remember most about my accidents is all of them have been slow as shit. Like, they're all so slow, you know?
It's probably like, because you...
Where I'm
is
processing?
It like you,
yeah.
Yeah, you are you processing it slow? Like, is you seeing everything dialed down in slow motion? Like,
that's a good point. That's a good point. I don't know.
It's like a Matrix type thing. Like, and that's why I feel like every time there is a near-death experience, you can actually see your life flash before your eyes, like... Everything you wish you could have done and
well,
what to do, could have done, should have done, better done. But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I can't attest to that personally because, as I mentioned, every near-death experience or accident that I've been a part of, actually one of them was pretty wild. And that one went bang, bang. That shit was quick. but so this accident, bro, you know how slow it was? It just felt so slow. I looked over at my buddy Mark and he goes, Kev, hold on, we're gonna crash. Like, think about it, bro. Like, you got enough time to tell me that, you know? Like, but it was out of his control. He couldn't get a grip of the wheel. He kept trying to get a grip of the wheel. So anyway, we ended up spinning, and we ended up facing back. Okay, so we were actually facing the opposite way. We were on the oncoming lane, and we smacked. And this is crazy because I watched my buddy like in slow motion. I saw his, like, we smacked the telephone pole. Okay, we smacked the telephone pole on the side. And we broke the telephone pole, okay? And I've seen his, like, whole freaking body and the forearm just get, like, ready and brace and just, like, smash the window. Like, the window just went away, like, just shattered effortlessly. You know, like, I remember seeing it, I'm like, yo, like, what the? Like, it's just so vivid. It was one of those vivid moments that I just, like, I'm like, damn, dude, like, everyone turned out okay. Everyone in the car was fine. That was probably one of the scariest accidents that we've been a part of, because as a matter of fact, if it weren't for that telephone pole, there was a ditch there, like a drain ditch. And with us being at the sideways manner that we were, we would have tipped and possibly could have gone barreling. You know what I mean? We could have probably did 2-3 rolls, maybe 3 at best, because as I mentioned, we weren't going that fast. But, or maybe it was just my mind processing, holy shit, you're about to die.
Yeah, unless you jump out the car.
Yeah, but, oh, and then to attest to that, you know, earlier you were saying with that accident with the truck and everything, you were like, oh, this shit's about to blow up, you know, like immediately.
Oh, yeah, because I've seen that I'm looking at the trucks. One was holding gasoline.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. And another one was just a box truck. Like, it was just a big 16 or 17. Probably, yeah, it's one of those 13 or 15 wheelers.
Well, all you need is just a little strike with gasoline and it's going to ignite. You know what I mean? All you need is one little spark. Thing
tipping over and so then, yeah, we made the U-turn, found another route before. And then as I get into my job, right, I also let the job know, like, look, a lot of people may call off or may call you guys saying that they're held up in traffic. Believe them, it's not a lie. Here's the proof. Like, I show them the video that I took, because as I'm sitting in the car and this thing is like everything is happening in front of me, slowly I pull out my phone and started recording immediately without even taking my eyes off of anything that I'm seeing. Like, so now I have two eyes, and now I show them. In the midst of me showing them, here come my other coworkers coming in. Yeah, we was held up in a there was an accident. We was held up in traffic. We started seeing smoke. So I'm like, oh, wait, you seen smoke? When I was there, we seen the collide. We didn't see smoke. So something must have happened even after we left.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe just a fire truck put it out. But yeah, man, that's well, we're happy you're here today, and you didn't pass this morning. You know,
always grateful.
Scooby, it's a very unique name. It's one that was introduced to me the first time I met you. You know, I didn't even get your first name. I got to introduce you as Scooby. So tell us a name about Scooby. Tell us where that comes about. And tell us a little bit about yourself, my friend.
Well, Scooby, it originated from back in my elementary days. Always had a lunchbox full of Scooby snacks, and at that time, life was a true mystery. I had a lot of friends and a lot of interesting hobbies. Like, we would dead go into haunting houses and try to visit, like, exhibits like that.
It's fun, yeah, it's fun.
In New York, when the Annabelle Escaped the Doll, we was on it. Was like, yo, we was, what?
Not
it
that
was
one.
So fascinating, because you can actually understand that paranormal world exists.
Oh, yeah, like, for sure. Paranormal world is 110% alive, in my opinion. I mean, mm-hmm. I experienced it firsthand. Yeah, you know, you were saying you did a lot of interesting hobbies. Scooby became like a name that when you were younger, and it kind of just stuck, and you just kind of just rolled with it.
Yeah, definitely stuck. I also smoked a lot. They don't even put that in the cartoons, but if it's a stoner, you peep the signs.
Yeah,
we always had
sandwich.
The munchies.
Yeah.
Always had the munchies, so we was always eating, and we was always alone. And a lot, for me, I'm a heavy, like, I smoke like a chimney. I'm a heavy smoker.
The tapping, bro.
Sorry. I'm a heavy smoker.
You got a lot of jewelry. That's why it makes it a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of heavy stuff going on over here, but at the same time, with the Scooby snacks and my friends always coming to me for a lot of treats, you know, I always didn't have the proper bag to do it, so I would always repackage it in my Scooby snacks and then pass it off from there.
So they get bud with a hint of cinnamon.
Yeah, that and whatever, even the gummies too, like the fruit snacks.
Yeah, I know what
Scooby Doo's fruit snacks. Those are the best, because you can relight it and seal it. But at the same time, that's going deep.
Yeah, that's going way too deep. That's your
But
pass.
At the same time, a little backstory, because we got to go back, right?
That was hilarious.
So the name that now is, now that we're deep into it, now that we are deep, originally from New York. Family is from Jamaica and Puerto Rico. Definitely like riding bikes, and I'm definitely a jack of all trades. I've done a lot. I've also used to play drums when I was younger, so I always loved music. Everybody when I was younger told me that I should be an artist, like insinuated that I rap or I'm a music artist, but I didn't.
So are
I
you
was
telling me that you got bars, or are you telling me that they would look at you?
I'm a musician.
Okay.
I give credit to artists. I'm not knocking their flow. At the same time, I know my position, and I know that I love being the one to like actually make music and feel the vibe of the music that's been made.
So why don't you do that anymore?
Lost everything in the house fire.
Hmm. Would you rebuild?
Rebuilding as we speak.
Okay. House fire. What, back in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything burned down.
Is that another near-death experience?
Yeah, for me and for my brother. Hmm. Because he was actually inside the house when it happened. So he got out quick. I was on my way home. And luckily I got to him. Like we got to each other before anything else bad could happen. Like it was already bad enough for everything. It's already in flames. Like we literally had to start over and get everything back.
Exactly. Well, speaking about flames, we were just out. It is September 1st. It is La Fiesta, Italian festival over here in downtown Scranton. It's going on. It's live right now. It's one of the best festivals that ever comes to the town. It's honestly my favorite, and because they have this Italian sign up on this bank every year, and it's one of my favorite signs. Scoob, you want to know what it says?
What it says?
Forget about it.
Forget about what?
It says you got to forget about it.
Oh, that's what it says. Forget about it.
There's no
way.
I like how you say it with the accent.
I like how you say it with the accent. You got a crisp accent. You been working on that?
Yeah, bro. I do impressions. Forget about it. You know, I got some impressions. But I'm going to save that because I got another podcast guest who's pretty good at impressions. And I'm going to try to like one up him. I probably won't be able to. But anyway, the Italian festival is back in town. Forget about it. It's live. That's what's going on. I mentioned to you guys earlier we were doing vlog. We were doing content. We slowed down there a little bit, but we're going to pick the tempo back up a little bit here. So basically, we did a vlog. We did a content. I've never done a vlog before, but this is going to be a new venture that we're going to venture into. Just show a little bit more of my life. Show a little bit of more pre-podcast, post-podcast interactions with the guests. For example, I met Scoob downtown. And we went ahead and we started the vlog. You know, it's went to the barbershop today. I got a cut. You know, it's been a very long time since I got a cut. So I got a cut. Thank God. I feel good, bro.
Yeah, you got to cut that cheetah pet. You don't.
Yeah, it was wild, bro. It was wild.
Along.
So, yeah, so we went down to La Fiesta Italiana and we asked the people out there if they could give us an example of forget about it. You know, just give me your best example. Forget about it.
It was very interesting.
Very interesting. We met some pretty interesting people. Well, we also ran into Haley O'Brien. We ran into Caleb, the 1K. Ran into Ian. Ran into Tejada, Corey. You know, we out there. So it was a good seeing Broey. We ran into Broey as well. Good seeing all these people. You know, if you're down to Scranton, you know you pulling up to this food because you're going to get food every day. It's fantastic. So anyway, we're asking people, can you give us your best? Forget about it. And a few of them were hitters. You know, a few of them were hitters. But there was this one person who really stole the show, correct?
Oh, yeah. Starlight. No,
she really stole the show. She was giving us an impression, but it was all right. but she was
work in progress.
It was a work in progress, but she was really, really cool for doing that. So respect to that woman in the blue, because she gave us her impression of a forget about it. And we're definitely going to put that together. Hopefully do some more vlogs, post podcast, pre podcast, and try to highlight things in the town that you would see outside of my apartment. You know what Scranton's all about. It is also First Friday. Mutant Brewing is out and live. So Mutant Brewing, definitely got to check them out. But we got some grub from the Italian Festival. Okay, we got some pizza sitting down here, which I've been waiting for a minute now. I've been waiting for this show to eat this pizza. And understand, I'm hungry as shit. So here
you
go.
Can see the drool coming down his mouth. Like, you know,
I can actually taste it right now. Like, I can taste
his mouth is getting all watery.
Right here, we have from, let me get the business card. I'm scared, bro. Don't let it fall. I'll be terrified.
Oh, no, it's perfectly tilled.
Oh, that pizza looks so good. That pizza looks so good. What was the name of the company? I know it's Rosso. Lupo Russo. Rosso. Lupo Rosso. I'm so sorry. Lupo Rosso. Wood fire pizza. They were the only wood fire pizza there. So I'm going to get into this a little bit. Margarita pizza. Scoop. Feel free. Help yourself. Let's do it up. And I guess we'll do a pizza review, right? One bite, right? Mike, you want to try? Everyone, one bite. This is margarita pizza with hot honey sauce. It's not hot anymore, unfortunately, but I'm sure it's still going to smack. Cheers, boys.
I'm gonna toast. Peace. All
right. Pizza review coming to you live. Here we go. One bite. Everybody knows the rule. I'm going to just take a gander and guess that you're fucking with it. OD. What does that even mean? What does this even mean, bro? Is it violin or is it money? All right, bro. Enough with the ASMR. Jeez. I don't want to hear you.
It is sweet. This might be a new go-to.
This is good.
It is very good.
I like it. If you had to give it a rating on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you giving it?
8.5.
That's a pretty high score. Mike? What do you got, bro?
Like, what do you mean? Like kind of like homemade, like homemade Italian
stuff? I don't know yet. Like, unfortunately, because it's not a New York slice. It's not a cheese pizza, so.
Yeah, for like a homemade brick oven pizza, mm-hmm. Like a good 9.
I'd give him 9.2. This honey is pretty good. I'm a big fan. I'm gonna dog the rest of this later. I'm gonna eat the slice though. So let me enjoy the slice. We'll get back in the show because we have something else for you. Some dessert. Fresh. Like, fresh out the oven. This would have smacked. It still was smacking, though.
I don't usually eat the crust off, like, New York sliced pizzas. I don't know why. I just don't really like the crust.
Be a man, bro. Eat the crust.
Fuck that. Never.
Eat the crust, bro. Be a Never. Man.
I mean, I'll eat it because I'm like, man, I want more pizza, so I'll eat the crust. But I mean, like, the dough on this is different. You know what I mean?
Really, really good. I'm enjoying it.
The dough, whatever.
There used to be a pizza called No Crust Pizza. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, bro. It's still out there. I think they still do it. A No Crust Pizza? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, bro. You get Thin Crust Pizza? Come on.
That's thin crust. They still got crust. I'm talking about no crust.
You know, I heard once that pizza has a crust because back when they used to make it in the day, their hands would be dirty, so you would grab the crust and then eat the cheese and the sauce. But I was like, yo, that has to be bullshit. Like, that can't be the reason why. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure it's not. It's just the crust.
It would make sense, though.
Right? It makes sense, though, right? So I thought that for a while. But I was like, nah. I remember I saw something.
Yeah, and imagine burning your hands trying to figure out how to hold it without the crust.
No, it makes
even,
sense.
Even like back then when they was coming fresh out the oven, like hot, hot.
No. I think it's more so. Well, yeah, okay. I guess I see what you're saying. I mean, if it's coming out the oven hot, the crust is not going to be any colder than the rest of the pizza.
I'm not going to say it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's still going to be hot, though.
Yeah, too hot for your hands. Okay. You can't touch it right away.
Nah, but he was saying they did it because their hands would be dirty. Like, if you were a working man and you had pizza, you wouldn't eat the crust. You would just eat the cheese and then throw out the rest.
Well, yeah, that's if you don't wash your hands. But
yeah, back in the day, different times. Scoop, can I borrow the shades for the rest of the pod?
Why not?
We're at the halfway marker, right? All right. A guy like me walks up to you in the street wearing these shades. What do you think? That goes for you too, Mike.
This looks like something I would wear.
Yeah, something I would wear.
For you, it kind of doesn't fit your outfit. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like, yeah, take those off, bro. But if Scooby's wearing them, I'm like...
It fits for him because it's like the red shade.
Yeah.
I like it, bro. It's a different world in here.
Yeah.
It's a different
world. How about the lights? Does it, like, deflect the brightness of the lights? Like,
yeah, 100%. Like, bro, I see why you artists do this. I thought it was just an ego thing. No, I'm just kidding. It is kind of weird to be wearing shades inside.
Especially with paparazzi, flashing lights 24/7. Like, you got to really build your eyes to the light and get...
Like, yeah, if you think about it, you make a good point there. You make a really good point there, bro. Celebrities walk around town looking like this all day.
Yeah, because they get in flashing lights and they come from all directions. You can't even do anything. Like, the simplest thing that you think you could do, you can't even do because you're surrounded by paparazzi and they're just trying to get any type of information out of you. When it doesn't even need, like, it could happen, like, the thing that they're asking about could happen years ago. And they seen you at a restaurant trying to go out and eat. All you're trying to do is go out and grab something to eat, and they bringing up that.
Yo,
shine you with questions with that. Like,
have you ever seen that? That is very annoying. But have you ever seen the TikToker, the really really big dude, the big dude who's like will be like in the center of a restaurant, and he would like take a bite of something, and he would just like break down in an obnoxious dance. Have you ever seen that guy?
I've seen a lot of dances on TikTok, so
I don't know if you saw
one. I don't know if I've seen that one.
All right, no problem. I was just going to go into the story if you did see him. I think a lot of people may have seen him, but bro, if someone did that to me, like if they were right next to me doing that, I'd be like, oh, you're doing the most, bro. Please, please, relax, please. Yo, I got a real question for you, right? Ready? So growing up, right, every household has like their own little like weird, quirky thing, you know? And I'll give you an example. Pots and pans in the oven, right? That's kind of weird. Not every culture does that, right? So, like, that's an example. That's an example. Do you know if there's anything in your family that, you know, that you did that maybe if you went into someone else's house, they'd be judging you or they'd be like, oh, yeah, we don't do that here. That's kind of weird. And I have a reason as to why I'm bringing that up. As you think,
this is a deep thought. I gotta get into this.
A deep thought, bro. It's a surface level. It's a surface question. Okay. The reason I asked that is because have you ever? So the other day, I went into someone's house, right, and they were so kind enough to, you know, give me some food, ate some food, grabbed some paper towel, blah blah blah. I was done with the food. I enjoyed myself. It was fantastic. And I'm sitting around and I'm looking and I'm like, hey, where's your trash can? I'm like, and then I wait, no. I said, don't tell me. I said, tell me it's under the fucking sink, I swear to God.
That or the trash bag on the back side, on the handle of the door.
Well, you know.
Is that or is a bag, like a bin inside of a cabinet?
Yeah, exactly. Like when people put a bin inside a cabinet. No, I under the sink, I never quite understood that. I'm like, it's a trash can. Like, just leave it in the kitchen. You know, but they put it under the sink. And I'm like, oh, it's under the sink. First of all, you know, if it's under the sink. Exactly. Thank you. That's exactly what I was about to get to.
You see, this is what I'm talking about with truck drivers. I'm trying to think about the geometric and the mathematics of how this.
So a garbage bin under the sink is not a large garbage bin.
At all.
So, like, you're wasting more bags just to try to save more space in your place. Just put the trash can outside, dude. I never understood that. That never, like, really clicked in my head. And, you know, some people judge me. I put bread in the fridge. You put bread in the fridge? You don't put bread in the fridge? You put bread in the fridge?
I used to. Now I keep it in a cabinet.
Yeah, nah, I put bread in the fridge. I don't think that's weird. Some people think it's weird.
Yeah, but when you take it out, isn't it going to be like soggy and shit?
So that's the argument that a lot of people make. No, that's why you toast it.
Yeah, but what if I just, I don't like, what if I don't want to toast it? I just want my bread. I take it out the bag.
Things. You can't tell me, you can't ask me what's weird and what's not because I still eat Oreos peanut butter, so.
He said, I still eat Oreos and peanut butter. Like, we all do that. I've never done that.
Dip that.
People that take the Oreo and they eat the white stuff too.
Yo, you ever drink that's a cup of milk?
Yeah.
By yourself?
I know so many people. They'll be like, I hate Oreos.
I do that. Some people think that's crazy weird.
It's super.
Yeah, I'm like, you shouldn't eat the cookie then. Like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah. I just want to know. Scooby, so many people like that.
You ever put sugar in your milk?
Only when it comes out.
And warm it up? It's a formula.
That, but it was just missing the chocolate. It was,
I've done that. That's pretty good. Let's see. Pots and pans in the oven. I grew up in a Hispanic household, and that was one of the things that they did often. And, bro, I can't tell you how many plastic bowls I, like, ended up burning because I left them in the oven. It's just one of those things. I'm like, why do we do this? I don't understand it. I don't do it in my home now because I knew that if I did that, I'd fuck shit up.
I mean, I can understand pots and stuff like that being stored in the oven. It's probably because they had too many pots and pans, so they probably didn't have enough space in the cabinets for them. So they had.
My argument is
the oven as extra space.
Sorry,
and utilized it. So
my argument is like, yeah, that's cool and all, but when it's time to use the oven, where the hell are you gonna put the pots? On a floor or on a counter as you're prepping your food? Little argument there. All right, ready? So you just mentioned Oreos and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As if we were all doing that our
whole lives. You got to combine it. Can't eat it separate. It's going to go down the same way, but still.
Have you done that, Mike? I've never done that.
No, but you know what I hate?
What?
It's a waste.
I've never seen someone do that. It's
I find that as that is true discrimination right there.
Yo, you brought race into this? Nah, bro, I like it though. That's a good argument. I've never seen someone do that.
We can't be all equal, man.
I've never seen someone do that. But as I was saying, that Oreo and peanut butter thing, you know, I actually asked my barber this today. I was like, yo, what was one of like the best high snacks? You get high often, you know, he just mentioned that. What was one of those snacks that you conjured up, put together, that you were like, damn, like this shit's fucking amazing. Like, I can't believe I just created this. My barber was telling me that his was like, bro, there was one time he was so zooted, like he was so blasted, that he was like, I convinced myself that I created the peanut butter and bread and banana sandwich.
Oh, so yeah, made one of those two. You can make different variety of those sandwiches. Like, I've done it with strawberries, did it with peaches, different varieties, different things. You get the, Boston cream instead of jelly.
That's different. That's a good one. So, like, do you have a top tier?
And still uses, like, peaches or strawberries. And then, like, there was different flavors. Like, so. That brought back memories. You just saying that brought back memories. Shout out to him.
Do you have a top tier high snack that you made that you were just like, wow, I can't believe I made that? I'll tell you mine.
One of those, that sandwich that I just described.
Yeah, with the Boston cream. Yeah, that sounds pretty.
That was the first one.
That's a good one.
I literally.
First of all, where'd you get the Boston cream? Did they just sell that like in a container nowadays?
Yeah, my cousin was a heavy baker. And
that's crazy.
She had some leftovers, so she was like, yo, I don't want it. And I already used most of it to make what she needed for this party that she had going on. So then she gave me the extra leftover, and one day I got super stoned. And didn't have that many ingredients to make anything.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
And I made the magic work. You know, really solved that mystery. Sorry about the table.
No, you're good, man.
But, yeah. it was a fun time and it worked out.
So I think it's funny that I guess bread and peanut butter is kind of like a high person's go-to, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's because you want some like carbs and you want some protein, but then you also want to add something else with it, right? So one of my personal, like, holy shit, did I just make that? Like, is that really what I just conjured up? And this is amazing. Like, I can't, I would eat this sober. Bread and peanut butter is the two main ingredients. That's all you need right there, right? But what else did I have in the fridge? I had nothing in the fridge, bro. But what I had was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, okay? So I grabbed the Cinnamon Toast Crunch and I sprinkled it on the top, bro, and I made myself a sandwich like that. Oh, my God. It was fantastic. It was famissimo. Famissimo. I trademarked that. I would trademark that. But, hey, you know, we're talking about desserts. We're talking about some snacks. We got another thing from the Italian festival here. We got some cannolis, okay? So let's get into these cannolis.
God, I love your desserts, man.
We got a chocolate cannoli and a regular cannoli from Camella's in Dunmore. And I don't know if you could really break a cannoli in half, can you? Anybody know? I mean, I really want this chocolate one, though. So just like,
be on the safe side.
Here.
You could take the chocolate one.
I kind of want to have some of that, too, though. So break it if you can. Cheers. You good? Oh, you had your cannolis earlier.
You want to try a piece? I don't think I can break it.
I don't know what you can do, bro. Just do your best. Oh, shit. Attaboy. All right.
We got something
like
here.
A fortune cookie.
Right. So.
All right. Damn. Here, you can take the thing with you. Cheers to cannolis.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. That's good. That is really good. It's like sweet. Chocolate really does its thing. How's your cannoli?
Smooth. You gotta try it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it out.
I think there's another piece in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. Really good stuff here. My goodness. The Italian festival. What a good time. What a good time. All right, Scoop. I think since we had dessert, probably start winding down. How do you feel about that? Feel good? Go ahead, man. What final thoughts do you have for the people? Definitely need a drink with the cannoli, though. Let's try.
Ooh. Sorry, I just don't like have a thing with not talking with my mouth full. But what do I have for the people?
I guess, yeah. Or what do you want to say? Do you want the shades? Do you want the shades for the final part?
No, you can keep the shades. You can keep the shades. For the people, my sweet old people, my people. What's going on? You know, I'm just happy to be here with you guys, living the best moments, you know. Good and bad, making the best out of everything. And what I have to say is spread nothing but peace and love and prosperity, because that's the only thing we really need. You know, once we come together, we're stronger together than separated. And that's pretty much what I got going on. I live that on an everyday basis. So.
Day-to-day lifestyle, man. Peace, love, prosperity. Keep that going. Thank you for joining me here on Tea Time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. This was a very, how can I put it? We bounced. There was like no map here, and we really just bounced. So hopefully you enjoyed the episode. So welcome to Tea Time. Thank you for watching. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. To my left is my boy, Scooby.
Scooby.
We'll catch you all later next week. Peace.
Deuce.